This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Cure. Today I'm speaking with Jeff Sudlick. Jeff, how are you?
Very good. Thanks, Henrik.
Jeff, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I'm the president and CEO of the Plus Coalition, and that is a global coalition of all stakeholders involved in creating, distributing, using, and preserving images. In particular, we deal with intellectual property issues. PLUS stands for Picture Licensing Universal System, and we're a global standards body for the expression of rights information associated with images.
Images are obviously a lot of the digital assets that many professionals deal with, and you've recently announced the PLUS registry. How can DAM professionals become involved with the registry project?
Well, they can visit the PLUS registry site at plusregistry.org. And they can simply use the contact form there and let us know that they'd like to be involved. We have a number of DAM professionals working as consultants because we've received a stream of inquiries from corporations wishing to integrate the PLUS standards and PLUS registry into their DAM workflows. We don't assist with that necessarily other than providing information about the PLUS standards. What we do is reach out to DAM consultants and also DAM solutions providers and refer these inquiries to them.
And how can DAM solution providers leverage the registry for their customers?
There is currently no other means of accurately expressing the rights associated with images. And as you might know, there's a lot of liability associated with intellectual property and the managing of it. In the United States, you have penalties such as $150,000 in statutory damages for the infringement of one photograph, plus attorney's fees, which can equal or exceed that amount. And you have similar types of remedies for copyright infringement worldwide. And if at an enterprise level, you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of images, you've literally got hundreds of millions of dollars in potential liability associated with your accurate management of those rights associated with those images. Unfortunately, while digital photography has rapidly progressed in terms of the technology used to capture the images, and certainly licensing platforms have advanced over time, the actual management of those images has not leveraged technology. And so what we did was pull together all the stakeholders, both on the creator side and on the user side, into one coalition to address the issue. We created standards for defining all the terms that you might use in to express a license. Mm-hmm. We created a schema for expressing a license. Mm-hmm. And this is professionals from 32 countries working together for 5 years to create the standards. In the end, we ended up with standards that were approved by the ad agencies, the design firms, the publishers, the photographers, the illustrators, et cetera, all working collaboratively. And then we commenced to build the PLUS registry, which is a means of identifying assets and identifying rights holders. We are an identification authority. We issue IDs for businesses, for images, for license transactions. And unlike the current workflows where the information is stored within an image, we are promoting the remote storage of that rights metadata. And the PLUS registry is built expressly for that purpose. The PLUS registry will hold image metadata and rights metadata, as well as metadata pertaining to the parties who either create or own or are licensed those assets. And in your DAM system, you can simply store the identifier, and at any time you can pull down through the PLUS registry API the current license information for that asset. It's remarkable in that it allows licenses to be updated by the image vendors and for your DAM system to maintain almost real-time rights information. Unlike other kinds of metadata, like a caption for an image, the rights metadata changes over time. You might relicense an image after you receive it. And if that metadata is stored in the file, in XMP, let's say, and it says the license expires on August of 2011, and then it's renewed, well, that metadata in that file is always going to say that it expired in August of 2011, even though the license went on. Mm-hmm. And so what we enable is for the vendor, to take responsibility for updating the license information so that image users can better manage their image rights.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
My expertise is particularly in the intellectual property side. And I find that many DAM professionals treat the rights information as just another piece of information associated with the DAM system, when actually they need to realize the liability that their clients face with that particular metadata. Mm-hmm. And I'd advise them, for selfish reasons, to check with the PLUS Coalition. We are a nonprofit. The registry is a nonprofit itself. It's not a commercial endeavor. And we welcome the opportunity to work with DAM professionals and encourage them to learn more about intellectual property as it relates to rights management.
So rights management is not just another metadata field.
It's not. I mean, we're not engaged in enforcement of intellectual property, and we don't police the internet looking for infringements. All we are is an information resource allowing image users to put some of the burden on their vendors to make sure that the rights information is available mm-hmm. at all times. And, you know, the vendor should take responsibility. I'm a professional advertising photographer, mm-hmm. and I know that photographers will go to their clients and deliver thousands of images, some of which are licensed and some are non-licensed. And then all of a sudden you have a design firm or an ad agency or a book publisher literally drowning in images, each one of them being a little ticking time bomb of liability. And really, it's up to the photographers and the stock agencies and the illustrators to provide those images with IDs that allow the image users to manage the rights more effectively.
Great. Well, thanks, Jeff.
My pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.